Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is February 17th,
we're having a good time.
2018, and I cannot guarantee what's going to happen in the next 2 hours. Right. I cannot guarantee it. It's crazy, and if you saw the notes that I've got here, the funny thing is I'm lacking about half of my notes. We're going to be doing this on the fly, I think. But anyway.
Note singular.
If you all know and listen, you know I don't start my day without a cup of fresh Joe, and I get my fresh Joe from CEFCO at the Hilltop here in Cameron. They got a special going on, Fresh Eats. You buy one sandwich, you get another one for free. So go check it out. Get your coffee, get your Fresh Eats. Have a good old time there at the Hilltop CEFCO in Cameron. We're simulcasting today on KMIL and KRXT. KMIL 105.1 FM right here, right now. KRXRT in Rockdale 98.5 FM. If you want to make contact with the show, the number here is 254-697-6633. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Or just check us out on the website at aaronsgunshop.com. Like us on Facebook. Let's get the numbers up. And subscribe to the YouTube channel, Aaron's Gunshop YouTube channel. Tremendous amounts of videos, great information. It's a good source to check out penal code, how to use weapons, and all other sorts of stuff. So it's really good. Let me tell you what's coming up on the show today. Once again, true stories of self-defense from the American Rifleman's The Armed Citizens column. Let's learn what to do and what not to do from the stories of others. Today's License to Carry Attorney segment is going to be very interesting because I really don't know what we'll be discussing, but I'm sure it'll be pretty interesting. So just stand by for that. It's going to be a little bit of this and a little bit of that. School shootings, laws, Trey's going to get involved. We're going to just have a nice little round table here. In my topic of interest segment, I'll give you some upcoming events with Aaron's that you can participate in. So get your calendars ready for that one. And this week's tactical snacking segment with the delicious Janae Goodman will be covering, you know, I don't really know. Trey, do you know what she's doing today?
Leftover desserts.
I wasn't sure if she was doing chicken soup or leftover desserts. Okay. So that's what she's going to be doing. And at 11, the voice of law enforcement, retired police chief Randy Dixon, the man of manners, the communicator of common sense, the epitome of encyclopedia and all-around good guy, Randy Dixon is the voice of law enforcement. Today's product spotlight is the sexy, dependable, battle-proven, and probably the best rifle ever made, the M1 Garand. But this one is the Springfield M1 in .308. And I'll talk about it soon, so save your drooling till later. My special guest today is Patty Mark. And Patty is one of my consultants and has done many gun shows and seminars with me. She also participates monthly in the Round Robin competition and is very excited about women participating in the shooting sports. So we're going to get her on the air today and see what she's got to say. So take notes. It's going to be a good session. And of course, at the end of the show, Master Key, owner of Central Texas Martial Arts Academy, will entertain you by beating the crap out of me with some demonstration of how to protect yourself from others. Okay, so stand by for that. So get ready, because the show is now in full swing, and we're going to start with true stories. And once again, the true stories come from the American Rifleman, and the February issue story number one is as follows. When something seems a little bit off kilter, it can trigger warning flags one of those types of people. One former Marine in Arkansas illustrates that case. He went outside one morning to wave goodbye to his wife, who was on her way to work. Then he noticed that his trash can wasn't in its proper place. You know, dress right, dress. He felt it in his gut that something was wrong, and he was right. He raised the lid and saw a man crouched in the container. The military veteran held the individual at gunpoint and called the police. It turns out that the trash man was a suspected felon who had used a radar gun to break a window in the rear of the police cruiser and escape. In addition to second-degree battery charge, he now faces charges related to fleeing police custody. My excellent commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes it's good to have patterns and do things the same all the time. I would tell you that it's not a good idea in some cases, but things like putting your trash can in the same spot is one of those good things that this story illustrates. So semper fi. Story number two. No one wants to face off against four strangers trying to break into their home, but when that happens, it helps to be armed. I could say the same thing for a school. It's no fun to be attacked by somebody with a semi-automatic rifle, but it's good if you got a gun to defend yourself. And we'll talk about that later on. Back to the story. A Keithville, Louisiana woman was home alone during the day and apparently heard noises outside where four suspects were scurrying near the door in the bushes. She grabbed her handgun and went to the door. What girl or woman wants... Okay. So, for a good solid 25 years, America was becoming truly beautiful. But then tragedy struck. The cell phone hit the market. First, they were small, but now we have the smartphone, an approximate 4x6 rectangle with no place to go for a woman or on a woman except her back pocket. This is a national emergency. Let me illustrate with some diagrams. Now, diagram 1 and 2 show America how it became beautiful. Now, you're going to look here at diagram 1, and you'll see this later on in the video, but it's the upside down heart. Now, if you have any creativity, you can imagine how that would fit on the anatomy of a woman, okay? So we have the upside down heart. That's diagram number 1. You want to hold those, Ross? Sure. Diagram number 2 is the teardrop. And I drew a dotted line, so if you're looking from the left to the right, it's the same thing, but you see the shape if you're seeing the side profile. You got the teardrop. Looks great, okay? Picture the anatomy of a woman, and it works perfect. Now, let me continue on here.
I'm not a party to this.
Diagrams 1 modified and 1 modified and I will put the pocket. So, with this observation, I'm calling out to all clothes manufacturers to please start incorporating a side pocket where a smartphone can fit. It's every American's responsibility to help make America beautiful again. Manufacturers, make the clothes. Women, wear the clothes. Men, appreciate the effort done by both men, the manufacturers, and the women of America. This has been a public service announcement. So, we're going to take a break. And look at that, Trey, I'm right on time. So we're going to take a break, and on the other side, we will have Attorney Extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson. This segment of Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program is being brought to you by Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, LLC. Have you been arrested? Are you in jail and want to get out? Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds at 254-697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds accepts credit cards and debit cards. Call-ins are also accepted. Conduct your business privately in the Twin Pistol Bail Bonds offices, which are located directly across from the Milam County Sheriff's Office at 707 West 4th Street in Cameron. You're in jail and you want to get out. Let Twin Pistol Bail Bonds help. Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds now at 254-697-6035 and ask for Dustin Thomas or Lisa Roden. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, 254-697-6035. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or start on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MESO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio Program. I'm getting a lot of flack in studio here. Getting a lot of flack, but it's all right. I can handle it. I'm here now in our license to carry attorney segment. And to the left here is attorney extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson. Ross, how's it going, buddy?
Man, glad to be here.
Sure you are. This segment's brought to you by Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, and we can't thank them enough. And we get the special privilege of having you here most of the time. And, you know, I was contacting you via text all week today, and we're going back and forth. What do you want to talk about? I'm like, I'm not really sure what I want to talk about. And before you knew it, it came Friday. We never came up with a decision. And then I said, screw it. We're just going to ad-lib it. We're going to see what comes up. And I just happened to notice and read this article in the newspaper on Friday, and I happened to make the news.
He just happened to notice he was in the news.
He just happened to notice.
Just happened.
No, I got the call, but I didn't think about looking at the paper. I go, oh, wait a minute, I forgot. So I was looking at the Friday paper, and at the bottom article there by Mariel Williams, local schools have security plans to prevent tragedies. And, of course, we all know about the shooting.
The nationally famous gun expert, Matt Petros.
Yeah, right. Okay, and then we have a scare in Cameron, right, Trey? We're going to talk about that. So I figured we'll just go in circles like that. And if you want to give us a call here at 254-697-6633 and give us what you think might be the answer, and don't even tell me gun control. Well, you can. I may not keep you on the phone long, but we'll see. Anyway, what's going on, Ross? What do you got?
No, I guess I had sent you some a whole lot of topics, which apparently
didn't make the grade.
But apparently, it was just kind of overlooked. But anyway, I think there's a couple of major things I wanted to point out that really doesn't have anything to do with any kind of regulation or gun control. It's just, again, I wish we'd have had this come up during our media discussion. I think it was 2 weeks ago. But there's kind of like a bunch of the media outlets are saying that there's been 18 or 19 mass shootings in 2018. A couple of media outlets are saying there's been, there's been 18 school shootings. Right, in 2018, and...
Well, heck, man, 2018 is only, what, a month and a half?
Yeah, a month and a half, and so it's just like, you think, golly, have everybody thinking, wow, and so you go and do a little bit of research on these 18 that they're talking about, and, you know, there's been two mass shootings. Well, it's not very good. It's completely dishonest. Like, it's absolutely lies.
And we talked about that.
It's absolutely, like, false. Like, there's been other shootings at school, and so I guess technically, the headline is not false, but the implication plus what how they present it is absolutely dishonest.
Let's be clear about this.
I mean, there's been other liberal news outlets say, look, saying that there's been 18 is not honest. Like, this is not accurately reporting the news. This is not ethical from a news standpoint. So no, as an attorney, right, that disagrees with them anyway and doesn't hold their political right affiliations, I don't have any qualm about saying it's lies. It's not fair. It's dishonest in the way it's being presented. But there has been some concerning incidents. I think probably half a dozen. I mean, there has been some stuff. But I was trying. That's why I sent you some other topics and that deal with violence in general, right? And so. But let me point out, there's like two of the incidents that are reporting to be school shootings, right, were legitimate training. That just was an accident that happened in the training in the use of firearms at the school. That's like colleges.
That's what I'm saying. Mariel, the woman who called me up, Mariel Williams, who called me up about this news report, she asked me a question. I said, look, and I got no problem with the story. She did a pretty good job. But I said to her, look, there's a lot of ignorant people out there, and they're persuaded very easily by those in control. And the ones who are in control are the ones who have the media, who are able to put out a narrative all the time, all different stations, all different mediums of news. And like you're saying, 18 mass shootings. No, it hasn't been the case. But you got these ignorant people who don't pay attention except to a headline or a bullet point, and they get ingrained in their head.
Yeah, if it says mass shooting, it's an absolute lie.
And that's the truth. And all of a sudden, their thought processes and their decisions are made based on that instead of the truth. So that's where you're coming from.
And again, like, they present it in such a way that that people, I think they're talking about a mass shooting.
That's right.
It's like that. That's not at all what it was. And so you're talking about, like I said, two were training incidents. Like, there was a legitimate training class at a junior college or college to use a gun, and a person didn't know what they were doing, picked it up wrong and fired it. One thought it was a fake gun, and it was a real gun, and it went off. I mean, it's training. It's like, it has nothing to do with like an illegal use of a weapon or anything.
Who was doing the training? I mean, who was instructing the training?
If you'd have, read the topic, then I guess you'd have been able to tell us. So if there was in there, like two incidents were with BB guns. Like a 32-year-old man shot at a school bus or something.
Yeah, but you can put 20 BBs in a rifle now. So that's a mass destruction weapon there,
I guess. But and then a couple's like a gun fell out of a bag, a kid's bag. I mean, I agree that he didn't need to have that at school if he's, some we're talking like not junior college, we're talking grade school, right? So, and the kid doesn't obviously know what he's doing, and he's got this big, a couple's like a gun fell out of a bag, probably 40 cal in his bag, and it falls out of his bag. He doesn't know
Let's flip this around, Ross. Let's flip this around. We're talking about the individual who does it, and what causes that problem. What causes that problem, you can go backwards and see all the different things that can cause a problem. You got bad upbringing. You got breakup with the family. You've got agendas of people who want to push things and will do anything they can. You've got plants, people and organizations who literally do this from time to time, that's make plants to have a story happen.
You got the breakdown of the family nucleus, like I've been trying to say.
You've got all these things. Yeah, so instead of us always talking about the nutcase, which this kid is, this Cruz kid, let's talk about it, because in the story here, I'll tell you what, I'm going to read the story. Let's take the story and break it down, because there's a couple things.
Okay, like, which was, again, some of the other things that I sent. It was like a lot of the statistics that are being shown say that America's not any more violent than any of these other countries. America's not any more aggressive, doesn't have any more problems, they just have more gun deaths. And so that just begs the question. Bad people are going to do bad things with whatever tool they can use to
do
it.
That's right. Doesn't matter.
And so it doesn't,
if they have a machete, they're going to machete you. Look at Rwanda.
If they have a gun,
they're going to shoot you.
Of course, there's going to be more gun deaths and more gun issues if America has 40 or 50% of all of the world's guns. Like, that's obvious. If one country doesn't have any guns and another country has all the guns, then obviously there's going to be more gun deaths in this country than there is with the country that doesn't have any guns. But when you look at both countries,
and they have
the same amount of deaths.
There you go. Thank you.
I was thinking, like, how does this help your argument?
Exactly.
It's saying like London and all these places, they have the same. He didn't help his case. Like, I don't know why he put that in there, but he said they have the same amount of violence or more, right? But
and they have less guns, and we got more, and it's the same amount.
And so I'm just thinking, like, that doesn't help you.
All right.
That hurts your argument, because you're just saying that they're going to use whatever tool they can to be violent, and that, yes, America uses their guns as their tools, but that does not mean that it would not have happened, there was gun control.
Okay, so, keeping in mind what you just said,
I mean,
I'm going to read this article. Trey has a situation we had here at the camera school. We're going to talk about that too, okay? And we're going to pull it all together, and we'll just see what comes up. But let me read this, because there's some points in here in this article that you just brought up that'll it'll back it up, okay? This is from Mariel Williams from the Telegram. Local schools have security plans to prevent tragedies. Local schools have systems in place to prevent tragedies like the mass shooting in Florida Wednesday. In Temple Independent School District, officials seek input from the Temple Police Department, the Region 12 Education Service Center, and the Texas School Safety Center. Temple ISD follows the safety procedures put in place by our school resources officers through the Temple Police Department. Procedures are rehearsed several times each semester and are updated continually. He said that the doors on the campus are locked at all, and all visitors enter the campus through one door. Similar security measures are in place on Belton Independent School District campuses. The presence of local law enforcement officials, officers, security guards, surveillance cameras, safety vestibules, campus visitor policies, and other threat assessment procedures are in place to deter and respond in the case of an active shooter. Lockdown drills occur at all campuses at least twice during the school year. I'm flipping the page to go to the next part of the article, and it says your Belton ISD works with both the Belton and Temple Police Departments to keep security procedures updated, as well as the Bell County Sheriff's Department and the Texas School Safety Center. Now, to ensure students and staff are prepared for a real event, the hard lockdown drills must be simulated as real as possible, so there's no forewarning of it coming. Following the shooting in Parkland, Florida on Wednesday, there were a number of calls for increased gun control, while gun right advocates suggested that schools would be safer if teachers were allowed to carry weapons. Now, I'm going to be quoting you some things that I said. They're not all complete quotes, so I'll fill in the blanks. Matt Petros, moi, that's me, okay, who owns Aaron's Gun Shop in Cameron, agrees with the Second Amendment argument. It's quite obvious that guns not being in the school allowed this to happen. There's a hell of a lot more reasons why, too. But if you had guns to counter guns, you might be a little bit better off. Because I guarantee you, if you're in a gunfight and one person's got a gun and you don't have it, you're going to lose. Chris Rosenberg, the chair of the Bell County Democrats, suggested that it would be a better approach to ban the sale of some type of weapons. Well, it figures. When you look at the majority of the mass shootings, and here we go, the majority of the mass shootings, and 5 of the 10 deadliest that happened in the past 3 years, they all have something in common, and that's the AR-15, Rosenberg said. We've got to figure out very quickly that hundreds of people can be affected by these weapons as they were in Las Vegas, and we need to ban these weapons. No, we do not. We need to come up with a different plan. There are a number of things we can do, Rosenberg said. We can make sure that the folks who are mentally ill cannot access these weapons. Well, no kidding. Okay, but how do you figure that out? Maybe we can talk to Ross in a second about that. Now, here I come again. The truth of the matter is, if you would be educated and understand that guns will always be there, violence will always be there, and the criminal will never listen to a new law, you must enable people to defend themselves. And those people must be responsible and take and do the necessary training so they're not just sitting there with a gun. It goes both ways. Rosenberg said that it's important to take some kind of legislative action to combat the gun violence. Not doing anything isn't an option. And that's what our Republican Congress has gotten us to. Whatever. Here's what you need to do. First thing you need to do is family upbringing, okay? Yeah. The family unit needs to be put back together, and mom and dad need to jack up Junior if he starts thinking stupid. Train him in the right ways to go. That has been lost in the majority of this country. Once again, I am quoted. Petros emphasized the need for those permitted to carry a gun to be trained to use it safely and said the public does not have enough accurate information about guns. It is the ignorance of people that is getting people killed, Petros said. That's right. I said it, and I said a lot more. If you're going to keep whining and peeing your pants because somebody's got a gun and shooting somebody up, well, do something about it. If you want to do something politically, go ahead. I can't stop you, and I would never stop you, but I'm going to go right back and reverse and say what you're doing is not the right way to do it. Get aware, get trained, get prepared. The guns are never going away. Violence is never going away. You better train yourself. You better mentally get prepared and combat it when it happens, and knock it flat before it causes any problem. If you had some people in those schools who were trained had guns, I'm reading this. Listen to this headline. It goes, gunmen had extra ammo at school, fired for 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got at least 20 people off the top of my head, I can tell you their names, who could take this person out in seconds. seconds because they go to my shop, they train, they do round robins, they're excellent with their weapons because they apply it, they practice it, and they could take somebody down in a heartbeat. That's what you need to do, and it doesn't take that much to do. So stop your whining, stop your crying, stop your... Oh, I almost did it. I almost did it. Save myself. We were talking about bad word slip.
You got to stop working out so much. Like, veins starting to come out your neck over here like Arnold.
All right, I paused. Go ahead. Trey, tell us what happened in camera, and then we'll put all this stuff together. I'm fired up, man. You people are pissing and moaning about not being able to do something. Get a gun, train it, and protect yourself.
All I have is unsubstantiated rumor. Now, we had several students, their parents pulled them from the school yesterday because of these rumors. There was some kind of threat against one of the schools. I'm going to tell you, as an employee of the school district, we have processes in place, protocols in place to deal with fire drills. Everybody remembers the fire drills. From growing up, you hear the bell ring, you got to go meet out in the playground or wherever.
The Cruz was well aware of that, too, and he took advantage of it.
You remember your tornado drills? We do have intruder drills, and we do practice them. And fairly regularly, it's more than twice a year. We have one entrance that's monitored for the public, for parents to come through. And it's a double door. You have a door, and then you have another door. So there's an entryway, and it's videoed. So the schools are secure as we can make them with the resources we have.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If I was in your classroom when you were teaching and I was armed, would you be less fearful if there was a shooter with a gun?
If you were in my classroom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my classroom is a gym, and we really don't want kids with
guns.
You
get the point, yeah. Trey. Somebody who's trained in it, and somebody comes in, yeah, I can't stop the initial, I can't stop the initial onslaught,
personally,
but I can minimize it.
Speaking as a parent, because I do have children in the school district, I would want to know that there were trained personnel who were armed in the event that something like this happened.
And I'm not talking a stupid license to carry class. If you go to a license to carry class thinking that's going to train you, you got another thing coming.
No. I would want someone who knows, because it's more than just the, well, I can carry my gun now. I mean, you've got to know not just when to use it, but when not to use it. There's
well, not only when to use it, but when to use it and how to use it and when not to use it. That's right.
But that's speaking as a parent.
And that's a lot of time.
I would
Ross,
feel
what we're talking about is when not to use it through the laws and understanding, right, procedures and properties. Go ahead.
As a parent, I would feel more comfortable that way. But the reality is what we have right now. So
I mean, again, you don't like my answers. I mean, I don't, because they don't, I don't really have a good solution to any of the problems, because I, you know, this sounds good, but, you know, you're going to have 98% of the schools nothing happen, and this guy sitting there for years and nothing happened. I think that it's going to be hard for even somebody like you to be diligent every single day, right? Plus, you're going to have schools that are too big for one person to cover. Even in Cameron, if he's in the gym, he's not going to be over there on the West Campus.
So, I totally agree that. I cannot argue that.
So, I mean, there's problems there, and then you don't have enough tax dollars to pay maybe one.
I made a comment, though, and I
sure can't pay more than...
I'm 54 years old, and for 50 years I've been training. And thank goodness nothing's ever happened, but I stay diligent. That's the way everybody's got to be.
Again, you just get into these logistical, administrative, public policy, realistic, practical complications. And then, at the same time, you know, I don't agree that gun control is the answer. I don't know why you assume that's, because I have no good answer that's what I'm saying, but that's not at all what I'm saying, because I sent you other topics showing that just as many deaths to students at schools happen with ropes. Ropes. Okay, there's actually been kids hang themselves with ropes at the school, right? Several times this year already, right? There's been suicides. There's been kids murder other kids at school with knives. It's not a gun problem, right? It's a people problem. There are issues. So, I mean, yes, there have been other school shootings as far as like gangs shooting each other in the parking lot. I think there was one concern. It was actually in Texas and in Italy. A kid pulled out a firearm in the cafeteria and shot another girl. Okay, and so, but... Would that have happened? It wasn't a mass shooting. I think it was something personal between those two, right? And so, it's just like the the other case that was big news in like December of 17 when a young kid, they thought it was a suicide and he hung himself at the school, but it is now being investigated as a murder. Okay, and it was between his girlfriend and another guy. I mean, this is at school. These things are happening at school. I mean, these are kids 15, 16, 17 years old, sometimes younger than that. I mean,
let me make a clarification.
How are you going to, I mean, how are you, what are you supposed to, like this?
I want to make a clarification. When I'm talking to somebody, I want what they believe and feel. So if I ask a question to somebody in general, and they go, well, I don't know, I get a little fired up for one reason. Do you not have the balls to state your mind and opinion, or are you too worried about the flack you're going to get from the other side? I would think this is what politicians do, and it pisses me off. Okay, state your true belief. Don't get the vote because you know that's what they want. Speak the truth, and I'll vote for you. You lie to me. You lie to me because you want to vote, man. I'm going to spread the word. Speaking of which, I'm not going to say who they are. They're not old by any means. But some people in politics refuse to shake certain people's hands. They'll come up, a friend of mine comes up to somebody. I know the person isn't old, okay? And goes to shake and just looks at them and walks off. I'm thinking, what the hell, man? You're not going to shake my hand? Screw you. But anyway, that was a sidebar.
There's a third option.
Under my hat that I had to get off my chest.
There's a third option. The people who don't put forth opinions because they feel underinformed and they don't want to put forth an opinion
until
they're
different.
Sure.
They can say, I'm not informed in that topic. I cannot give you a good example. My initial reaction would be this, but don't give me this political correctness crap because you're afraid of what the opposition is going to say to you. That shows me you have nothing down below. You got no onions. Go ahead.
So at least I have onions.
You got onions, buddy.
And then you have a problem too. You say, well, you lock down the school, and like you were pointing out, resources again. In some schools, that's going to be very difficult to like fully lock down the school. Like that means a whole lot more than what people understand. I mean, even logistically, sometimes when you're talking about teenagers, I mean, it's just like if a teenager wants to get out the house at 3 a.m, I always think this is funny. Hold on, but we'll be in juvenile court. And the judge will always ask these people, and I'm probably offending somebody, but I'm straight. You know, what else is new? Like Rick said, there's always going to be at least one other side that's offended, right? So the judge is always asking the parent, you know, to get them out of jail, because it's sure they want their kid out of jail, you know, to get out of detention. Can you control this kid? Can you make sure they do this? Can you make sure they do that? Can you make sure they, oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. No, you can't. No, you can't. If that kid wants to get out the house, that kid's getting out the house.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you can't. I mean, you cannot. Now we understand. You, parents have influence over, you know, kids, but the truth is that they really don't want to listen to you, and they're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah, you know, a bad person. I've done plenty of training. A friend of mine, Mark. You know, we do all this kind of training, and this is nothing new. This is not some great concept idea. You think like the enemy. Okay. When 911 happened and it was going on, I instantly went into attack mode and said, okay, if I was going to do it, what's the next thing I was going to go for? Okay. And sure enough, they were doing it. So I'm reading this article and I'm looking at it, and they're telling people in the news where their weaknesses are. So if you're a guy who's a nutcase, and I didn't want to say it, I'm not going to say it, you'll have to find it yourself. But if you're a nutcase and you want to take it down, you study the place out, you check it out, you look for weaknesses, so no matter what your plan in place is, there's always going to be a loophole. So you're right. You're absolutely right. There's no way to completely stop it, but you can help to minimize it.
I mean, if you look at, you know, I teach at the smallest elementary school, and that's a closed campus. I mean, the kids have no reason to leave the building except for recess, and that's a closed area. But then you have, like, the high school. Well,
yeah.
You can't have ag in the high school. You have separate buildings for it.
Yeah, okay. that's more.
You got the field house. I mean, there's just, you can't always keep it closed. You just can't. Short of, hey, well, we're not going to do ag anymore. Can you imagine Cameron, Texas without ag classes?
No.
Or without athletics? That's not going to happen.
So what's the answer? The answer is put more guns on location with trained people.
Education. Education's always the answer.
A book isn't going to stop a guy with a rifle.
And you can get educated with guns, dude. Okay.
Just clarifying.
Come on.
Trey. Just clarifying. All right, well, it's getting hot in here, man. And I'm not talking about the temperature. heated discussion. The number is 254-697-6633. Look, we got about, what, 3-4 minutes left? What else you got, Ross? Anything? Trey? I don't know, man. Just training is the way to go. Because we live in this society. I'll tell you what, this hasn't happened. The calamity in this country didn't start getting this bad until 2008. And I'll leave it at that. You figure out what came into place.
I don't think, you know.
And I'm not saying anything other than the borders were wide open and we got all sorts of nutcases in here now.
I'm definitely not against having teachers if they want pistols or some kind of protection in their classroom. I'm definitely not in the camp that is trying to restrict that right. I think that trying to put a duty on teachers, though, to defend is incorrect as well. It's not their job to defend. I don't think that there should be any idea that there may be a negligence case or something come up if a school denied teachers the right to defend themselves or something like that. It doesn't really matter because I don't think teachers have a duty, right, to jump into the heart of battle, right?
And, I agree with you 100%, but they should have the ability to do it if they want to.
Yeah, I agree that if they want to have weapons, I think that I'm definitely not in the camp that is trying to prohibit or restrict that right.
Because, man, you got some people who
duty,
teach.
But just from the women I work with, the teachers I work with, most of them would assume that duty just because they put that much of themselves into their kids.
I totally get that. I'm speaking from a legal standpoint. Like, I don't think you can put that duty on a teacher that's not part of their job. And I think, too, what I was talking about with the lockdown, I think you have another issue that you take away from the free spirit of the learning environment. You take it from an open-minded, you know, location to standing military, which is exactly what this country is against. Okay, we don't want standing military. We don't want a police state. We don't want a totalitarianistic type of environment. We want open and free, liberal atmosphere to
so you know you be routine to a point.
But that brings up the case where they say you can't have guns here, they can't have guns there. You're locking it down, just like you said, because people are locking it down. Politicians are locking it down. Whoever's locking it down, you can't take guns here. You can't take guns here because it's so dangerous. And so what you do is you get a group of people who are unarmed, subject to a nutcase with a gun. Mass shooting. It's like shooting. What was the expression? You know, you got it's a mosquito in a news column. The bad guy doesn't know where to bite first.
We got it in there.
We'll be back on the other side.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you, Rick. See you.
Are we still on air?
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417. 4417.
Power. Sometimes you just need more. But what do you do when that yard equipment needs more or just isn't working like it used to? The answer is Cameron's Fall Engine, formerly Cameron's Heat Company, where friendly service and quantity work stop at 408 West Bath. They provide all your outdoor power equipment needs. Check out their selection of Echo, Snapper, and Zero Turn Big Dog Bolts. Power through the summer with Cameron's Fall Engine. Call 254-697-3452 or stop in at 408 West Bath.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. We are back. Today's February 17th, 2018. And thank goodness we're still alive here for the next hour and 12 minutes. And what we're going to do now is give you an idea of what's coming up in the near future with Aaron's and how you can get involved. And last night, I had tons of people at the range. People waiting in line, so on and so forth. It was ladies' night. Lots of women went out there, did some shooting, had a great time. And you can do that too. Every third Friday of the month is ladies' night. So I don't care if you're a guy or a girl and you got a girl with you and she's the girl side and she wants to come, she shoots for free, okay? So don't forget that. Third Friday of the month is ladies' night. Second Friday of the month is the round robin competition. And the first Friday of the month is a twofer night. You come with somebody, the second person is free. Now, March 9th, it will be our third annual law enforcement benefit shoot-off. Let me explain that. Every month, the second Friday of the month, we have the round robin competition. That's where individuals compete against each other. And if they win, they get a really nice prize. Well, in this particular one, we wanted to support law enforcement or actually military or whatever. But it basically works like this. You organize teams of five. You don't have to necessarily be law enforcement wearing a badge. You can have people, friends of law enforcement, represent the department of choice. It's a $100 entry fee for five people. And it basically is the same situation as the round robins we normally do. Five people, five guns. You got 50 seconds to engage five targets each person. And whatever team has the most points at the end of the run wins. And that team that wins gets to take the prize and give it to their department of choice. And that department gets to hold on to the round robin trophy, the Aaron's Gunshop trophy. The rotating trophy, they get to keep it for a year. Sheriff's Department, Milan County Sheriff's Department, we were representing them. Last year we won, and then they got to hold on to the trophy for the year. I've got it now because we're coming up to the next third annual competition. So if you want to do that, if you want to be partakers of it, if you want to help support one of your departments, military departments, police departments, sheriff departments, whatever it may be, you get a group of five together, and you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the homepage. On top of the homepage, it's got the link. Click onto it. It'll give you the rules. It might be a little bit different because it's a team element as compared to an individual element. But if you got any questions, you can give me a call or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. We also have seminars available. I've had a lot of people asking me seminars, and I'm sure I'm going to get inundated again because of the school shooting of just this last week. But let me tell you something, everybody. I was inundated with calls and training after the church shooting. And you know what happens? In time, people get lazy and they forget, and we're right back where we started. It's a vicious cycle. You must have that built into you where you need to take responsibility for yourself, your family, your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, whatever. Support each other. Stop being islands out there. We have to support each other. And by supporting each other, it's watching out for each other. Watch each other's back. Something goes down. And part of it is, if you're the caliber of a person who can handle a firearm, and that was no pun intended there, but if you're the type of person who is mentally set to do that type of training, is willing to defend yourself, your family, your property, friends, whatever it may be, stop wasting time. Get out there. Get your license. Do some training. Be proficient. I'm telling you, in a matter of a month or two of consistent training, all you'd have to do after that is once a month, just keep yourself fresh and read and just look at things, talk to people, get an idea, start analyzing your home as if somebody invades your home, what you can do. In my seminars, I have a shoot house and we teach people how to turn corners, how to listen for indicators, you know, creaking floors, vibrations, deflections of light from wherever they may come from, all these different things, and how to turn the corners, get out of the danger zones, walking down hallways, opening a door, staying in the deadly funnel. People have a tendency to want to just stand in the door frame. Well, man, that's a great target, I tell you. So we teach you all these things in these seminars. So we've got the two for a night, first Friday of the month, round robin, and this upcoming month will be the law enforcement benefit shoot. Give me a call on that. We've got flyers out there. And man, I keep hearing some smack from these law enforcement departments. Let me tell you, Trey. You get the people there in Bell County talking smack about people here in Milam County. Milam County talking about people in Milam County, other police departments and stuff like that. Like how, you know, they're not even worried about them because they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn while standing in it. You know, that type of deal. So, I mean, there's a lot of trash talk going on. All right. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Let's get prepped here. I'm done with my announcements. Let's get prepped for the delicious Janae Goodman. And Janae, in this week's segment for Tactical Snacking, I believe she's talking about, what, chocolates? Desserts?
Leftover desserts.
From what she told me, there's so much chocolate because of Valentine's Day, she wanted to go that route. So let's do that. Let's take it away with the delicious Janae Goodman.
Hello, my lovelies. It's me again, Janae Goodman, and it's true what they say, waste not, want not. And in this segment of Tactical Snacking, I want to inform you of a few ways to utilize your leftovers for some homemade desserts. Bread pudding and French toast are great ways to utilize leftover bread. Both methods use stale bread pieces that are given new life by soaking them in milk or a cream base. They feature endless combinations of fruit and custard to satisfy even the sweetest of cravings. Rice pudding is a great dish for leftover rice. All you need is your chilled leftover rice, sugar, cinnamon, a small pinch of nutmeg, and milk, cream, or half and half. Simply put all of your ingredients in a medium-sized pot. Heat the mixture over medium to medium-high heat until it's hot and creamy in texture. For a thick rice pudding, use less cream or milk. For a thinner consistency, add more milk. Just keep in mind that some of your starch from your rice will thicken your final product. Feel free to top off your rice pudding with sliced almonds or a sprinkle of cinnamon and sugar. Just be sure to let it cool for 5 minutes before digging in. Chocolate-dipped pretzels are a cinch, especially when you're in a pinch. For cash, that is. Use store-bought pretzels of your choice and all that discounted Valentine's Day chocolate that I know you have to make a homemade sweet snack. Melt 1 cup of chocolate and 2 teaspoons of shortening or oil in the microwave, being sure to stir it every 15 seconds until it's completely melted. Using a fork, carefully dip your pretzels in one by one into your chocolate. Once coated, place them on a baking sheet lined with wax or parchment paper. You can choose to add any candy sprinkles on top of them as you wait for them to dry. Wait for at least 30 minutes for your pretzels to dry before enjoying. So what can you do with any fruits that are getting ready to turn? The quickest way to utilize fruit would be in a fruit salad, of course. Cut up and mix together your fruits of choice along with honey, lemon juice, and fresh chopped mint for a refreshing touch. Serve it up with Greek yogurt. You can also bake fruits, such as berries, into your cakes or muffins. My family goes crazy over my triple berry cupcakes. If you plan on baking in fresh fruit, plan to make your cupcake or your cake batter ahead of time. Don't add your fruit in until the batter has had time to set, though. Your fruit will naturally do a better job of suspending in your batter instead of sinking right to the bottom, meaning you get fruity flavor in every bite, not just at the bottom of your cake. If you don't have plans to use your turning fruit right away, you can always freeze them or use them later in a shake or a smoothie. And you know what else goes great in a shake or a smoothie? Cake. Leftover cake. Because leftover cake is totally a thing, right? The shake is not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. You put your cake slice in a blender along with milk or ice cream, and be sure to use a thick straw to suck up all that frosting and delicious creamy cake. I have another great idea for all that leftover Valentine's Day chocolate for you. Chocolate lava cakes. This sinful dessert is to die for. You'll want to preheat your oven to 400 degrees and lightly grease 4 4-ounce oven-safe custard cups or ramekins. You can use muffin tins if you don't have ramekins. In a double boiler, melt together 6 ounces of chocolate and 6 tablespoons of butter. Next, stir in 1/2 cup of sugar. In a separate small bowl, lightly beat 2 eggs. Add some of your chocolate mixture to the eggs to temper them. tempering means you gradually add a hot liquid to a cooler liquid to prevent further cooking. Basically, this means that you're not going to end up with scrambled eggs in your cakes. Carefully reintroduce your egg mixture back into your chocolate mixture. Add half a cup of flour and whisk it together thoroughly. Add your chocolate batter to your greased cups or ramekins and place on a baking sheet and bake for 8 to 10 minutes. The center should still be soft, but the sides should definitely be done. Let your cakes rest for 2 minutes after removing them from the oven. If you're using ramekins or single-serve cups, you can invert your cup onto an individual-sized serving plate. If you're using a muffin tin, it's best to invert your cakes using a flat cutting board. Serve these ooey, gooey, warm cakes with whipped cream or powdered sugar. You can serve up a scoop of ice cream if you're feeling really devilish. If you missed last week's installment of Decadent Desserts, be sure to catch it at thecultivatedclassroom.com, where I talk about making your own chocolate-dipped strawberries. As always, if you need tips, advice, recipes, or repeats, hit me up at tacticalsnacking@yahoo.com. Thanks for spending a portion of your morning with me, and of course, until next time, stay hungry, my friends.
Hi, Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's February 17, 2018, and we're now here with the Product Spotlight, sponsored by ANC Firearms, Heidenhammer, Arch Kuntz, the owner, awesome guy, great store, tons of product. Dennis, Clint, Mike, they're all there to help you out. They got pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, holsters, accessories, black powder, the whole works, reloading equipment. You need to check it out. And they can get you this gun. This Product Spotlight today is the Springfield M1 Garand in .308. It's a beauty. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page there, you'll see me holding this beautiful, sexy, durable, dependable, battle-proven rifle. It's extremely awesome. It's balanced. It's incredible. And so we're thankful for ANC Firearms for sponsoring this segment here. Without guys like him and Rick Dodd and all of our other sponsors, I could not be on the air. So I want to thank each and every one of you. But now what we're going to talk about, I got this from shootingtimes.com. I've shot this rifle. I've shot many of the rifles. I shot the tanker version, which is the shorter barreled version of the M1 Garand, which is awesome, by the way. It's just a quick point shooter. I've shot the 30-06 version. I've got the 308 version. And where you point is where it hits. It's incredible. But I got this from shootingtimes.com. It's the Springfield M1 Garand in .308. And it's by Mike Venturino. And if you've been in the gun world enough, you know that Mike's been around for quite a long time. So here it goes. It's titled Quick Shoot by Mike Venturino. And I'm only going to read segments of it. But the history of the M1 Garand, perhaps it would be appropriate to give some M1 Garand history, which I agree. The M1 Garand was designed by John C. Garand, a Canadian-born employee of the U.S. government's Springfield Armory. His rifle was officially adopted by the U.S. Army in 1936, but because of monetary restrictions caused by the Great Depression, it was not produced in significant numbers until 1941. Some M1 Garands did see combat usage early in World War II, and favorable reports on them were sent from the Philippines in the fighting done there in early 1942. During World War II, M1 Garands were produced only by Springfield Armory and Winchester. Between the two facilities, more than 4 million rifles were made. When the Korean conflict began in 1950, the M1 Garand production was again initiated by Springfield Armory, and the contracts were let to both International Harvester and Harrington and Richardson. The two previously privately owned firms ceased M1 production in 1955, and the Springfield Armory did likewise in 1957. Altogether, between 1936 and 1957, over 5.5 million M1 Garands were made. So there's still some out there. The new Springfield Incorporated M1 Garands are made brand new and chambered as 308s. Except for the chambering, the new M1 Garand are dead ringers for the original military rifles. Barrel length is 24 inches, and the oil-finished walnut stock's length of pull is 13 inches. All metal parts are given a parkerized finish. The butt plate is checkered steel with a hinged door into which cleaning supplies can be stored. Sights on the M1 Garand are perhaps the best ever put on an issue battle rifle. The front is a simple post, 0.066 inch wide, protected by two steel wings on each side. The rear peep sight is a fully adjustable for windage and elevation. Knurled rotating knobs are click adjustable in 1 minute of angle increments. The one on the right side changes the windage, and the one on the left side changes elevation. Clockwise movement on the windage knobs move the sights to the right, and clockwise movement on the elevation knob moves the rear sight down. An M1 Garand safety is also one of the simplest ever put on a rifle. It consists of a tab in the front of the trigger guard. When the tab is pushed rearwards into the trigger guard, the rifle is on safe. When it's pushed forwards out of the trigger guard, the rifle is ready to fire. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is me talking. I've always tried to simplify things, and I have a simple brain. I try to simplify it. When I'm shooting the M1 Garand, I say to myself, if that tab is in my trigger guard, it's in my way. I can't shoot because something's in my way. When I push it out of my way and it's clear, I can shoot my rifle because now it's clear. So that's the kind of simple stuff I use to remember, because it doesn't say safe or fire. You just got to know. Back to the article. Like most military rifles, the M1 Garand comes with two-stage trigger. There's about an eighth inch of travel to the trigger before it begins its actual pull. My trigger pull scale measured the sample M1's pull after the free travel at 5.5 pounds. All M1 Garands load by means of an N-block loader. Now, here's a trivia question. Somebody can call me. The number's 254-697-6633. Tell me why it's called an N-block loader. N-block. E-N-B-L-O-C. Military ones hold 8 cartridges. And the same ones that work for the 30-06 also do for these new 308s. It should be noted that in some locales, auto-loading rifles are limited to 5 rounds if used for hunting. And they have special clips that are designed to hold just 5 rounds as compared to the 8 rounds on a standard M-block clip. Once again, if you know the answer to the trivia question, what is an N-block for an M1 Garand? An N-block loader, EN-BLOC. Shooting the 308 Winchester version of the M1 Garand was a pleasure. The gas operating system of this rifle tones down recoil considerably, and this 308 was a real pussycat. Through the firing of well over 150 rounds at my bench rest in a group shooting at steel target plinking afterwards, there was nary a hitch. I even tested the sights by moving the groups about on a large paper target, and the group centers followed the changes made in the sights perfectly. For shooters who would like to combine interest in a finely made historical rifle with the popularity of the 308 Winchester cartridge, Springfield Incorporated now offers that option. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why I had to get one in 308. It's because the popularity of the 308. I mean, 30-06 is a killer round, okay? And there was tons of it out there. But now you buy the commercial stuff and it can get pretty expensive. But the 308 being a military round, it's all over the place. So if you have the same battle rifle, same functioning, the whole works. It works fantastic in the 308, which is more convenient. It just made sense to have one of them in that caliber too. So if you're thinking about it, if you want to add one to your list of guns or check off your bucket list there, the Springfield M1 Garand in 308 is an awesome rifle. If you were to call ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417, ask Arch, ask Mike, Clint, Dennis, any one of those guys, if you can order that, they'll say, yeah, no problem, come on down, we'll square you away, they'll get it, should have it in about a week or so. But it's a great gun. It's beautiful. And when you pick it up, you can just, I don't know, it just brings you back to that time, that era of when that rifle was made. It's just pretty. And when you pick it up, it's another beautiful blend, another piece of artwork of metal and wood combined together into a beautiful rifle. And I forget the exact quote that Patton said, the best rifle ever made or something like that. That's another trivia question. If you got the exact wording, give me a call because I'm brain dead at the moment. I'm brain dead most of the time. But it's a beautiful gun. Give ANC Firearms, sponsor the program, a call at 254-983-4417. Tell them you heard it on the show. Tell them you want the Springfield M1 Garand in 308. I want it now. And they'll square you away. So check it out. Trey, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the lovely Patty Marek here, one of my consultants, a competitor in the Round Robin competition, helper of gun shows and license to carry classes, and the list goes on and on and on. So we'll have her on the other side in just a minute.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Capilino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron focuses on cases involving personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure and mesothelioma. At Capilino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, you are never treated like a number. Cases are accepted on a contingency basis, so clients do not have to pay out of their pocket. Contact Capilino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron today. Call 888-MESO-FIRM.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Central Texas Martial Arts of Rocktail offers martial arts classes Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. in their 1,800 square foot facility, which is located in Rockdale at 973 Highway 77. Learn confidence and control with mind and body at the Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale. Call or text Master Cindy Key at 254-721-2775 or just stop by. Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, 254-721-2775. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. And we are here live. We've got another 29 and a half minutes to go. And sitting to my left is the awesome Patty Marek. Patty Marek. Patty, I'm getting tongue-tied here, man. Okay. Sorry, I appreciate it. I apologize.
Not yet.
All right, Patty, say hi to everyone.
I've never seen it, but Matt is blushing.
I'm blushing, yes.
That's good.
You come to the shop, you'll see me blush a lot. Okay. Patty, what's going on with you? I haven't seen you here in the studio in quite some time. We used to do this about a year ago, but you got busy and things just changed. So what's going on with you?
Situations changed, jobs changed, and I don't see you every day like used to.
That's right.
I miss that.
I know. It's always a pleasure to talk and shoot the breeze with you
there you
at
go.
The water cooler. Okay.
Yes.
You got a whole bunch of stuff here you're telling me about. Well, tell us what the topic is in general.
I'd like to talk to the ladies today. And if you have, guys, if you're listening and if you have a girlfriend or...
What about girls have girlfriends?
Girls that have girlfriends, okay. That's fine.
In this day, you got to cover all bases.
Bring all the ladies, mamas, daughters, girlfriends, whatever. Bring them to the radio and let's talk a little bit. And anything that we talk about, you can call in, make a comment, express your opinion. That's what we're doing today.
Come over here, Patty. I want you on video because we're going to play this.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now, the number here to get a hold of us is 254-697-6633. And so as she's talking about certain topics, you want to chime in, give us a call, 254-697-6633. Let's hear some of those Rockdaleonians out there. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah. Anybody that's listening, feel free to call in. I wanted to state first that I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. I am a very politically conservative person, but everybody's welcome on this show. You know, I welcome your input. I want you to feel free to state your opinion. Any questions, you can send them to our Facebook page. You can send them wherever you want. Okay, let's see what we got here. I just want to tell you, if you're sending stuff, information over to our Facebook page and you don't know how to do it, you just call a 12-year-old that you got around the house. They can help you do that.
Just go to aaronsgunshop.com. Yep. Go to the Facebook page.
There you go. Ladies, let's talk a little bit about types of guns. And I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to be prepared. And that should be your motto. I'm not afraid. I'm prepared. And there are two types of handguns that you need to really think about. First one is a revolver, and if you don't know what a revolver is, it is a handgun that has a cylinder that you load the bullets into and you fire it. It can be a double action where you just pull the trigger, or it can be a single action where you have to pull that hammer back. If you don't know what that is, just watch a Western today on TV. That's all they shoot is revolvers. And the second one I want to talk about is a semi-automatic handgun. And you load this handgun, let's say 7-8 rounds. You know, you load it through the grip of the gun. And every time you pull that trigger, it's going to fire. So as fast as you can pull that trigger, that's how many rounds you're going to fire. You're going to have more ammunition with a semi-automatic handgun than you do with a revolver. That is my gun of choice.
Hey, I want to make a comment, Patty.
Sure.
I don't bring this up enough when you're talking about the revolver and the automatic. A lot of women have a tendency to shy away from a revolver because of its high caliber of the 38 Special, mm-hmm. 357. Mm-hmm. But ladies, they do have revolvers in 380, 9mm, 45 ACP. So you can get mm-hmm. the quote-unquote idiot gun where it works every time you mm-hmm. pull the trigger, and all mm-hmm. you have to do is pull the trigger in a mm-hmm. lesser load, but that is a load that is still effective.
Right.
Go ahead.
And there are also revolvers that are the pocket guns. 22 Magnums will do the trick. Believe me, if you are proficient and you can hit what you aim at, you are fine with that. What you want is something to help you get away from a bad situation. And there are, like he said, there's 380s, 38s, 9mm, 45s, 22s. There's a whole range. When you choose a gun, I would recommend that you start out fairly easily with a 22, and you get used to that gun, and you get used to loading it and aiming it and firing it, and then move up to maybe a 9mm. That gun is a little more powerful, but it makes you become a better shooter.
And don't let some numbnut male give you a 357 for the first time and scare the heck out of you.
Because I know what happens. You'll fire that big old gun. You'll end up on your butt. They'll laugh at you, and you'll never touch that gun again. I know. I've seen it a million times.
That's right.
You know, they tried to do that to me when I was a kid, but I'm just too blasted hard-headed. I just picked it up anyway. And now I'm a better shot than all those guys. But anyway, when you choose a gun, you find one that fits you. Not somebody else's.
Go ahead and take it, Trey. We'll get them in a second.
Something that fits your hand. You can buy guns at Arches. You can buy guns at Academy. You can buy guns at Davidson's Guns online. And that's a really good place because they'll give you a guarantee. So check that out. You know, they're all prices.
Hey, Patty, hold on 1 second. Sure. We have a lot of bashful listeners, but we have one that decided to call. So let's see what's going on here. What's going on? Who do we got on the line? Hello.
Hello, this is Mark. And man,
Mark,
you're having
a
great show.
What's going on?
And you're having a great show. And I don't want to take up a whole lot of time, but I got three real fast comments. Number one was an in-block clip. There are several designs of the in-block. Several rifle designs utilize an in-block clip to load the firearm. With this design, both the cartridges and the clip are inserted as a unit into a fixed magazine within the rifle. And the clip is usually ejected or falls from the rifle upon firing or chambering of the last round, which reminds me of Normandy and the invasion when those guys were hitting the beaches with those Garands and they would... prior to that last round, that little metallic clip would pop out, make that sound, which sounded like the clickers. And then the Germans took advantage of that. So that's a great history and story there. Fantastic.
Point two.
Are you ready for number two?
Good. Number two, yeah.
Okay, General George S. Patton, wild man that he is, and one of the best generals of all time, called it... The M1 Garand called it the greatest battle implement ever devised.
That was it. Implement. Awesome.
Implement.
All right. And number three?
Number three is just recently, people, this is for your listeners, Pat. Hey, I went to go get my level 2 and 3 license for armed security, and I'm working on number 4 for protection here in Texas since I want to, come back from Africa a little bit. But... You know what? In my class, with 4 other people, no one had a license to carry, even though they're trying to get certified as an armed guard, which is totally ridiculous, irresponsible chowderheads. So people, if the armed guards out there don't even have the responsibility to protect you by carrying a license to carry, people, please get out there. Take Matt's class. Get licensed to carry and carry it responsibly and professionally, please. And then I've got a fourth and final blurb, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Patty is spot on. And ladies, if you want to go out there and buy yourself a weapon, don't listen to the clerk behind the counter. Half those guys don't know what they're doing and they just want to sell you a weapon. So take your time. Chill and get comfortable and follow Patty's advice. She absolutely knows what she's talking about.
That's awesome, Mark.
But I'll Matt,
tell you, Mark,
thank
since you,
you
answered the trivia question, you win the prize. You get some free range time. Oops, I forget. You shoot free anyway. Sorry, buddy. Mark, I appreciate the comment. Thanks. We can get back with Patty here and see what she's got. Okay, well, thanks for calling. I'll see you in a little while.
Thanks, Mark. We appreciate you calling in. And he is right. Don't listen to somebody else.
Well, wait, let's clarify. Let's get these guys a break. Make sure the individual that you are talking to
knows what he's doing.
Knows what they're doing, okay?
Sure. And he's right that these guys, that's their job to sell you a gun. But you are the one that's going to carry this. You are the one that's going to shoot it. You know, you don't buy your car for that guy over there. You know, you drive it because it fits you. You like it. It does what you want it to do. And believe me, ladies, if you come out to Aaron's Gun Shop and you want to shoot a certain type of gun, we have people that have those guns, and they will let you shoot them. I was looking at a Springfield XDS, I believe it was, the other night. And somebody had one, and he let me shoot it. And I put those 5 rounds in a, one-inch circle, and... He looked at me, shook his head, and walked off. So I took that as a compliment.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a compliment. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to personalize this. And ladies, as we move on from holster, from guns, calibers, all that type of thing, Let's talk about dressing for concealment. Let's say you've gone out to errands, you've got your license to carry, and now what do I do with this thing? You know, listen, there are lots of ways that you can carry a weapon concealed. And now if you want to carry a weapon open, that's your prerogative. I don't like that because I prefer the element of surprise. I want to keep things, you know, in control. But when you dress for concealment, you have to take into consideration the size of the weapon that you want to carry. If you want to carry a 45, ain't going to happen, okay? We're going to see it. So if you're okay with that, that's okay. You can carry the smaller weapons, maybe a 9mm, a 380. You can have a holster that fits inside your pants. You can have a holster that fits under your shoulder. There are belly holsters made out of some kind of elastic spandex thing that you wrap around your belly. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it really depends on your shape, your size, how you dress. You may have to change a little bit of how you dress.
You know, this is kind of funny, and people look at me strange, but, you know, because it's on such a serious matter, I say it with such a straight face, and I mean it, that the person I'm talking to realizes I'm not messing around. Mm-hmm. Ladies, it all depends on how big you are on top, too, what you can carry, because depending on the type of shirt you wear, let's say you're a well-endowed woman who wears tight-fitting clothes. Okay, you can't hide much. But if you're a well-endowed woman who's got more of a buttoned-up shirt, boxing type of shirt, not boxing,
over-shirts
that more more squared off, my gosh, you can hide a lot of stuff under there because the shirt is really, when it comes towards your waist, away from your body. So you got these gaps, these vacant spots, and then also between the two, you can carry stuff.
Well, I have the North American Arms 22. It's a 22 Magnum, and I have carried it in many places where nobody had a clue. And that was good because it wasn't supposed to have it anyway. Nobody knew.
But I call those the pocket knives of the gun world because you always got one on you.
Believe me, you know, that makes me feel better. I've got this. You know, I'm not afraid of somebody stalking me. I'm not afraid of much. But what I am afraid of is sitting in a restaurant enjoying my meal, and some nut comes in and wants to kill so-and-so over in the corner, and I'm in his way. And, you know, I've told lady friends before, you know, hit the ground, kiss the rug, put your hands over your head and pray. Because if you can't get out and you're not armed, you're just there. You're just trying to survive. But back to dressing for concealment, you have to decide what you want to carry, how you want to carry it, and what you're willing to do. Ladies, you're going to go through a lot of holsters. You're going to buy one, and you're going to say, well, no, this one.
Don't do that. I've got buckets full of holsters. Yeah. I can tell you.
Exactly.
I can teach you.
Exactly.
Before you spend your money, come see me, I'll tell you.
Exactly, and that's why he has bucket full of holsters, because you
I have spent
one.
The money for you, okay?
Yeah. We have bought them and we have put them aside. And you may use a different holster for a different outing that you're on. So you have to decide. And we can help you. Like you said, we have buckets of holsters. We have all kinds of guns. And we have people willing to help you if you just come out and let us. And ladies, the shop here in Cameron is a nice facility. No, but there's no guys hanging around that are going to say something to you. And if they do, just punch them, and that'll be fine. They understand. But it's a nice place. Sometimes we have something to eat. We just sit around and talk. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, it's not a clinical atmosphere. It's a friendly atmosphere.
You'll find friends there. And ladies, I want to address you being aware of your surroundings. I know that as a woman, that's not the first thing on your mind. The first thing on your mind is getting from the store to your car and getting all that junk in the car and getting home and cooking something and doing this and doing that. Ladies, please, when you step out of when you're in a store, in a restaurant, be aware of who's around you. Be aware of the type of clientele that are coming and going. Try to be in, have a visual field of the door so that you know what's going on.
Patty.
Yeah.
I can't remember who told me this. Somebody told me this comparison. Mm-hmm. Women have spaghetti brains and men have waffle brains.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard me do this in class and stuff where a strand of spaghetti is an item on the list that a woman has to do. Shopping, children, ironing,
this, that,
and the other.
Mm-hmm.
A guy goes, I'm in security mode right now. I'm in my little square in my waffle. Until I'm done with that, I won't go into my next waffle.
Sure.
So I think that's a disadvantage to women. It's not disrespectful. It's just a matter of the truth because you guys got so much more going on than a guy most of the time.
But it's important to be aware. And, you know, ladies, there are other weapons besides a handgun. Go on Amazon and type in Brutus and look at the weapons, the self-defense weapons that they have. You can use that. You're just trying to get out of a bad situation, okay?
That's a key phrase, too. You not necessarily have to shoot and all of a sudden the individual dies. The whole objective is to stop the threat, and the stopping of the threat could be just running away.
Yeah. Get out of there. Get in the car or
I'll tell you what, Patty, let's
store.
We got a call coming. Let's see if this has anything to do with what we're doing here.
Sure.
Go ahead, Trey. What do we got?
Oh, almighty.
This is a High Cap Adventure Radio program. Who we got on the line?
Oh, this is Lois Schellenberger. I was just calling to find out why the flags are at half mast.
Well, we had a lot of people get killed with a mass
Florida
shooting, so
okay,
we're just showing honor and respect to those fallen.
Oh, okay.
I know it's hard to tell anymore because every other week the flag is at half mast. So, but for this week, it's because of the shooting down in Florida.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
And, you know, on that, just to take a little side note on that, the coach that got in front of those kids, that's a hero. That man gave his life so that those kids could get out of there. And, you know, we need to remember him.
Yeah, but you know what Patton said? It's one thing for a soldier dying for his country.
Yeah.
But you want to make the other soldier die for his country.
Exactly.
So if that teacher was armed, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway.
But apparently he wasn't. But he did his job. He did his job.
He exceeded his job.
Yes,
he went above and beyond the call of
duty.
Okay.
Did. So.
All right, Patty, look, we got just a little time left. Let's why don't you do a recap and just lay out your parting words there.
All right. We've talked about types of guns, revolvers, semi-auto. We've talked about calibers. We talked about dressing for concealment. And we'd really like to hear from some of you ladies who have done that successfully. Well, let's share this information. We've talked about holsters, and like Matt says, I've got buckets of them. Come out and check out our holsters.
Well, I can just tell you, I can look at you because each woman's different, and I ask them, is that how you dress? When they come to see me, I ask, is that how you dress normally? And they go, in general. I go, okay, let's talk.
Yeah.
I go, no, not really. I say, well, then how do you normally dress? Think about how you normally dress, and that's how you'll do it. I can help you out there.
Yep. We've talked about our surroundings, and I think that's most important. Be aware. Be aware. Sometimes you may be the only one between your kids and a bad guy. You know, you need to be aware. Last thing, talk about the shop, our classes, home and self-defense, concealed carry. Round robin, second Friday of every month.
Law enforcement benefits shoot this upcoming March 9th.
Yes, March 9th. Matt will have a gun familiarization class if we can get enough people out there.
That's right.
That is a good class. He will show you the difference between different types of handguns so that you can understand the difference between revolvers, semi-autos. You know, there's a part of his presentation where he will show you if your gun malfunctions, how to clear it. That's most important because a gun is a machine and it will foul up.
You know, some people, you know, women say size matters, okay? But
of course.
When it comes to the caliber, in my opinion, size doesn't matter. It's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the size of the handgun, size does matter. It all depends on how you can wrap your hand around that thing. So we talk about that, and that's vital information. I know it sounds kind of weird what I'm saying, but I'm totally serious. Size matters, ladies, when it comes to a gun, a handgun. You got to be able to put your hand around it, wrap it around with your fingers, and manipulate it properly so it's in your hand straight. And if you don't know what to look for or think about or ask the right questions, you're going to end up with the wrong gun. All right.
Can I say one
more
thing?
Yes, you can.
Ladies, your new gun is your new boyfriend. You take it out. You love on it. You know how it works.
I'm jealous.
It will protect you.
I'm jealous.
That's what you need to know.
Daddy, I can't thank you enough for coming on. And
enjoy it,
we'll
man.
Do it again in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I think we're going to be ready for the awesome, talented, informative master, Cindy Key. And if she's not here, we'll figure something out. She's not here at the moment, but we'll get her in a second. See you on the other side.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Cappellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron focuses on cases involving personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure and mesothelioma. At Cappellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, you are never treated like a number. Cases are accepted on a contingency basis, so clients do not have to pay out of their pocket. Contact Cappellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron today. Call 888-MESO-FIRM.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Central Texas Martial Arts of Rocktail offers martial arts classes Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. in their 1,800 square foot facility, which is located in Rockdale at 973 Highway 77. Learn confidence and control with mind and body at the Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale. Call or text Master Cindy Key at 254-721-2775 or just stop by. Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, 254-721-2775. Welcome back, everybody. I'm tongue-tied today, Trey. Welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. I got the awesome Master Cindy Key with us here going over some words of wisdom. So, Miss Key, it's all yours. Tell them what you got.
Okay, everybody. I know everybody's concerned about the school shootings, and now there's a lot of people are talking about gun control because of that. I want to talk about the reason that I don't feel like that's necessary, because it's not the actual gun that decides to pick itself up and go to a school and do a shooting, or go to a grocery store, or go to a nightclub and do the shooting. I mean, I'm looking right now. I'm looking around at this desk, and there's a pair of keys here. There's some pens and pencils. There's a large candle here. There is a tape dispenser. And honestly, all of those things could be used to hurt somebody and even kill somebody. But it would take me making a choice to pick that pen up and stab somebody in the neck or the pencil, or take the big candle, the glass candle, and smash them in the head, and now they're gone. It takes that choice. As far as the kids in the school making these choices, there's got to be a way for parents to realize that in the very beginning, when you're raising your kids, there's got to be a parent there. There's got to be a parent that is teaching them discipline and respect, especially respect for life. Because if they don't have respect for life, basic life, if they don't respect themselves or anybody else, then they're not going to care if they hurt somebody. So in the beginning, parents, and I've seen this in my karate school, and I'm you know, I don't even remember the people's names because I've had, you know, hundreds of kids in my karate school and people come through there. But I've seen some parents that want to be friends with their kids. They want to be their buddy, be their friend. Parents, you can't do that. Not when they're a kid, not when they're still in school. You've got to be the parent. You've got to be the direction that shows them how to treat people, how to treat their teachers, how to treat their own family members and their friends, and they're looking to you. So parents, and again, I'm going to say this, I've had some parents that have been very disrespectful at my school, and I used to do contracts, and I had it in there that if you were disrespectful to anybody in my school, especially myself, as the instructor, that first you got a fine, and then if you did it a second time, there's no strike three there, you're kicked out of my school. You're just not welcome anymore. Because number one, the teachers at school and myself, when we're teaching your children too, have to have your backup. We have to know that if your child is disrespectful or they're not knowing how to behave, that you will help lead them in the direction, say, you know, you have to be respectful to your teacher, to your parents, to your grandparents, to your babysitter. And that, I'm sorry, but I just really believe that that's where it all is going to start. On the second hand, when you're at school, kids and teachers, pay attention to those kids that make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. I've only had about three kids that I can honestly say in 20-something years of teaching and being at the elementary and the junior high and the high school that really kind of made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. And I just really had concerns that if somebody didn't intervene and get them some psychological help of some sort, that, you know, they could be a danger to somebody later. And hopefully, you know, they grew up and they did get their help. The parents got the help, or the school helped get them get help. You know, that would be our goal, would be to help these kids before they get to that point. Now, here's another side of the story, the bullying. The bullying in the school's got to be paid attention to. When my daughter was in junior high, she was being bullied by about five girls, and they would pick the locker room, they would pick the lockers, they would pick when she was by herself. Now, she knew how to defend herself, but I taught her to have respect for life. I taught her that you don't, you know, one wrong doesn't make it right for you to do a wrong too. So I wouldn't turn her loose. I would not let her hit back, fight back. I told her always to try to avoid those girls. You know who they are. Stay away from them. You know, report to a teacher. Unfortunately, it went further than that, and one of them actually made physical contact on her, and that's when I had to go to the school and say, look, you know, she has the right to defend herself at this point. But teachers, you need to pay attention to those kids that are being ugly to other kids, and you need to report it, and you need to try to get those kids help to counseling or something.
Tell them how to get
hold of you. All right. 254-721-2775. Y'all be safe. And have a blessed day.
Keep that powder dry, and God bless. Talk to you next week.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Blue Emu.
I'm Bill Rakoff. Could this week's deadly school shooting in Florida have been stopped by earlier intervention? The FBI has already admitted it did not follow up on a prior complaint about the suspect.